This episode is brought to you by our friends over at First Port. First Port is the best place to buy vintage anything, tees, sweats, and more notably, the history that comes behind each design. Think of any vintage or old school design that you've seen someone wearing and you didn't really know where they got it or couldn't figure out what thrift shop or wherever. Now you have the perfect place to do just that. Designed and printed in Connecticut, shipped all around the world. Head to firstportcompany.com. That is firstportcompany.com. Tell them I sent you by using code ANT15 for 15% off your next order. If you want something vintage, something that looks amazing, firstportcompany.com, code ANT15. What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode. I think this is, 117, and boy, is this going to be a good one. By the way, for those of you listening on Apple and Spotify, please head over to our YouTube channel. There's a link tree on our Instagram bio that has our YouTube page there. We're now going to be posting in video, something that has been in the works for a long time, and as we are building a studio at the moment, we are gonna kind of just get on top of this thing. So please subscribe to this channel. This is going to be everything from episodes to new videos, short clips, potential interviews with people as we continue to go down the line. And it is going to take you and then some to allow this channel to grow into what we hope it can be. And if it gets to anywhere near where we are on Spotify, Apple, Audible by Amazon, everywhere, it's going to be pretty damn cool. So I love helping so many of you out there that go through such crazy dating situations that you almost feel like you never thought you were going to find yourself in. But here we are. This episode, I want to talk about the guy best friend. This has been in the works for some time. I myself have never been a guy best friend to a woman. I just know better than that. But I know a lot of you guys are, and I want to talk about how to get out of that swiftly, I guess. I don't know if there's a smooth way to do it, but through my crazy experiences of dating and trying to remain a good guy, there's a way to do it. I'm going to talk about that. Also, if you're thinking about dating or talking to a girl that has a guy best friend and she's normalizing it, I'm going to talk about that too, have a little bit of experience there. And also for the women listening to this episode, how many of you, and you probably lie to yourself a little because you have this guy, maybe multiple guys, that you consider just a friend. But I can promise you, if I sat him down and had the chance to ask him if he would get with you, what would his answer be? Now, if you're still in denial and you're like, no, he wouldn't, cap. But I want to talk about how to know, like if you really don't know, you're like, you know what, this guy's been super great to me. He's been there for me. But like, why is he not into me, or is he into me? I want to talk about something that you can do that will easily be able to tell if he's truly your genuine friend or if he wants more. And we've been researching this, and I've been looking over this for the time that we've researched for this episode. Men usually try to play the long game. I don't understand why. It makes no sense to me. There are millions of girls in the world, billions of girls in the world. There's always another weekend, another time, and another place to meet someone. But I know a lot of guys, unfortunately, have fallen victim to the guy best friend, and they didn't even know or really where it started. Like, you sit there and you're like, oh shit, it's now 3 years later and this girl and I are strictly just friends, but I originally hit her up or talked to her because I wanted more. So that's certainly super interesting. But I want to help, we'll just start off with women here. Do you really need to know or really want to know how this guy or if this guy is your guy best friend? Well, there's certainly a couple telling tales. For starters, I want you to do this. And I don't know if you guys share your dating history or how that is with you guys. Like if he's sharing who he's going on dates with, if you're sharing who you're going on dates with. When you mention someone that you're interested in or going on dates with, what is their reaction? Women are incredibly smart people and incredibly intuitive. Wow, that was a tongue twister. Maybe I'm not. Anyway, if his reaction is super excited, over the moon, cannot wait to meet this guy, that's a good, genuine friend. I would not lose that. And I don't know. I know of my friends, and I surround myself with great, great friends, including mostly all of them are men. I mean, I don't have a girl best friend. Do you have people that you see out? Do you have people that you say hi to? Sure. Is that a friend or acquaintance? Don't know. Maybe we should start normalizing it. But if his reaction is, I want to meet them and is super excited, you have a good friend. Don't lose that if you're a woman. Trust me, those guys are unicorns. However, and you probably don't even want to tell him about guys you're dating or talking to or hiding it because you know that the second you mention this, his reaction is going to shift. All of a sudden, he may start being less responsive. He may start, and then you're going to kind of know. It's not what they're telling you, it's what they're doing. I feel like we've said this so many times, but that reaction of being jealous, kind of pulling back or questioning you on why you're doing this, this, and this in a way that comes off as jealous. Or I got an even better one for you. How about the guy that tries to brag about how many girls he's with or how many girls he's gotten with to you, the girl best friend? First of all, he probably isn't getting with those girls. And if he is, why would you want him? He's not desirable. Second off, there's not really like a point to do that other than to like show the girl that you want more from, that you have worth because other girls are into you. So I'm just going to tell you that I did this, this, and this and hooked up with this person. And then why? So you're a lady. You want the answer to the test. I just gave it to you. But I feel like you don't even want to take that test because you know for damn sure that you like this guy or his attention. You like what he's giving you. You like that you don't have to give him anything and that he's just going to keep coming back and going out with you and buying you drinks. And he's essentially treating you like a girlfriend, but not getting anything out of it. I don't know about y'all. That could never be me as a man, ever. But I don't know if those are men. That's a conversation for another day. Anyway, you're welcome, ladies out there listening to this show. By the way, thank you so much for listening. I know I've been tough on women recently, and we could check receipts the last 4 years of this show. I have been harder on men than probably anybody in the history of time. And I do believe that. But it's about accountability. So that's what we're here to do. We're here to check you. You want that voice of maybe not your friends, not your family, maybe not the voice that's in your head. I gotcha. But something I do want to talk about a little before I talk about is it possible to evade capture as the guy best friend? Like, let's take it the other perspective. And this could be you as a female, and I have an interesting take. When a girl has these guy friends or best friends that she's constantly communicating with, and this is not a once in a every once in a while check-in or once a month check-in, this tells you so many things. One of those things being like, and you as the guy have to recognize this, she's at this point of her life where she wants just free attention. And not only is she getting the free attention from you, but then she's getting the free attention and not having to report back to you with an expectation like a boyfriend, which is why she considers you just a friend. Now, I will say I do feel bad if you're involved in something like this. As a dude, this is... I've never been here, but I have friends that are in positions like this at the moment. Horrendous. And I just want to ask you, as the dude, and I ask my friends the same question, how many times are you going to watch this girl that you just consider, oh, we're just friends, flirt with all these guys, message all these guys, go up to the bar, get these guys' numbers, have them buy them drinks, watch another guy take that girl home who you think you want to wife up? I hate to break it to you, but you shouldn't even be thinking about wifing these people up, ever. This is an absolute disaster waiting to happen. Now, this is where it brings me to the point of you being the guy best friend, and you are not really sure how to get out of it. Maybe you are one of the smart ones, and you're recognizing, oh, shit, I need to get out of here. How do I do it? Well, if you try the nice approach of, hey, I really enjoyed this friendship, but I think I'm catching feelings, or it really does bother me when you do this, or it bothers me when you talk to this guy, allow her to be upset. She's going to be a little sad. But you also have to prioritize yourself. And I know that's going to make you maybe not look in the best light, because she's going to come at you and say, well, wait a minute, I thought you were just my platonic friend. Don't let her gaslight you, because she fucking knows for sure. Any woman that sits there and entertains guy best friends that are not gay and doesn't think that they have any chance, or the guy doesn't think he has any chance with her, is crazy. But women are incredibly intuitive. They love the attention of, like, ooh, I have this guy at my arm's length. Let me talk to him, or and not give anything. It's weird. Weird behavior. But you got to prioritize yourself, guys. If she's coming at you and she's super hot about it, whatever, let it go. But you got to be honest. I really enjoyed this friendship. I'd be lying to you if I said this didn't bother me, or, hey, I think I've definitely caught some feelings for you, and I'm not really sure if this friendship really suits me anymore. She's actually not even going to be sad that she's losing you. She's going to be sad that she's losing the attention. Yeah, crazy. I think as you get closer to your 30s, and I kind of am seeing this a little, maybe I just have to experience it a little more, but I think it's a little more normalized to have guy or girl best friends as you get to your 30s, but I'm not really sure of that. I don't have those, because I know how those go. There is no possible chance that I can text a girl, call a girl, hang out with a girl, go out and not catch feels. Or like, also, why would I want to do that? Men and women cannot just be platonic friends. I've said it for years. It continues to reign true. And the people that tell you that they can remain friends are these women that love the attention. So guys, do not get involved with this shit. Oh my God. And another thing too, that I want a lot of you guys to think about. She probably has a dude that she talks to, maybe you. She probably has another guy that she goes out with, has fun with, maybe isn't also getting anything. Then maybe she has another guy that she does activities with or does this specific thing with, but they're just friends, right, Cap? And then she maybe has another guy that she's hooking up with, or two, or three. Now we're here at like 5, 6, 7 guys. Where the hell do you want to find yourself in there? I would argue nowhere. You want to be nowhere near people like this. But this is the problem. The hotter the girl, the more options she has, the more of an ability for her to garner this attention from multiple men. Odd behavior. Not really sure what is going on these days, but So strange. I mean, I do. Starts at home. We talk about childhood and how the mind is conditioned all the time. That's where it starts. But guys, you don't want to be anywhere in there either. But then you sit there and you're like, okay, well, what if I lower my standards, which never do that. Well, then if I lower my standards, maybe I will have less of a chance of that happening. Maybe. I don't know. I mean, it's possible, but at the same time, sex is a huge part of a relationship. Physical attraction is a huge part of a connection. Do you really want to do that? Don't think so. And this gets me to my take that may be the hottest of this episode. Women are not going to like me for this. Don't really care if you haven't noticed. So think about the girl that you're talking to, currently dating, or thinking about talking to. If she was offered $1 million or had the opportunity to have unlimited followings on social media that give her unlimited attention from anybody in the world, which option do you think this girl's going to pick? This answer is incredibly telling as to what you have and what you're dealing with at the moment. I would bet to say you don't want to be with the one that chooses the following. And yes, I know a lot of you are going to be like, well, she can leverage the following and make more money. That's not what I'm saying at all. You either have the money or you have the attention. Which one do you think she's going to choose? Right now, the 24, I'd even say 18 to 28 age range is incredibly messy because of this attention epidemic. And you see it all the time. You see girls that are in pretty good relationships. They've got 90% of what they want, but they find themselves and themselves in moments where they're like, you know what? I need or want attention from this other guy or this other person because that 10% I'm not getting in my current relationship. So then I risk the 90% for the 10%. That doesn't really make sense. Men and women look at dating incredibly different. Men are logical, women prioritize emotion over logic. So challenging. And I sit here and I'm just completely mesmerized every single time that I hear my friends tell a story or I even go through something. I mean, the last episode that we did, I'm glad that we did it. I'm kind of not regretting it, maybe regretting talking about that situation. But I think, and I know that it helped a lot of you because our DMs were full. So thank you guys so much for that. We really appreciate it. But yeah, I don't understand this guy best friend thing. If you're a guy best friend, I just gave you the answer to the test on how to get out. If you're a lady out there and you think that your guy best friend is just your platonic friend, also gave you the answer. And now if you're sitting there thinking about talking to someone, dating someone, and they hit you with, oh, I have to tell you, like, I do have like some guy friends, or I do have this guy best friend. The first thing you need to do is figure out what that relationship is. And what do I mean by this? You need to figure out if they have ever been intimate at all. The second that a man and woman are intimate, regardless of what the title of that friendship, relationship, whatever it is, completely changes the dynamic going forward. Even if you guys are no longer hooking up, no longer on that wavelength, but you did. The second you do that, it changes it forever. And anybody that thinks otherwise is full of shit. Full of shit. And don't put up with that, by the way. Like, why would you do that? But as someone who has talked to and dated various women, different types, kinds, different ends of that spectrum, just don't do it. It's not worth it. It really isn't worth it. And what she's going to do at the beginning, because she likes your attention now, is downplay that guy best friend, but you have, and you owe it to yourself, to figure out what that relationship is. Because if you don't, all of a sudden you're going to be like, oh shit, this motherfucker texts her like it's his girlfriend. He FaceTimes her like it's his girlfriend. He Snapchats her like it's his girlfriend. He hangs out with her and prioritizes hanging out with her like it's his girlfriend. I don't know. That's kind of a cuck. Not into that, but maybe some of these guys are. But for real, like, why would you do that to yourself? There's no point. And then now you're second or third fiddle, and then you find yourself in the friend zone. And she just keeps collecting these men over and over time. So yeah, if you're talking to a girl, she's really nice, you think everything's going great, she has a guy best friend, don't engage in them. I'm telling you right now. And experience is the best teacher. We've learned that. You'll learn that in life. You probably have so much. And I can think that, like, I remember the most, and this was, we'll call it a year ago, talking to someone, it's in that range of a year. I don't remember timelines right now, but I can remember, like, being told that this girl I was talking to had a guy best friend, and I tried to be cool with it, tried to be okay with it, and I was just like, yeah. And then when you find out, like, for example, in this situation, I found out that they hooked up. Yeah, it's just like, what are we doing here? Why are you wasting my time? Like, it's so, so strange. But at that time, if you would have told me and someone would have sat down and told me, do not do this, I wouldn't have listened. I'd have been like, oh my God, I really like this person. I want to see what happens. Don't do it. It's not worth your stress, your energy, your time. And that gets me to my final point as we wrap this episode. As you get older and you get into your back half of the 20s, now I'm fresh into the back half of the 20s, but you realize that you kind of just have enough. And I hope that you haven't had to go through heartbreak or cheating or anything super crazy like I have, because it does shape you and mold you into a different type of person. Now, in last episode, we talked about this armor that gives you, this protective armor to continue dating and going forward. That way you don't kind of lose your heart, but at the same time, you got to be vulnerable. I think we called that protected vulnerability. But I want you guys specifically who are talking to a girl, maybe thinking about dating a girl, maybe you've gone out with her a couple times and now it's kind of in that weird stage of identifying what the expectation is. Does this girl bring you peace, or does she just bring absolute chaos? Now, most men that have their shit together know what they want. Always and always will want to come home to peace. But these dudes that are the opposite of that love the chaos, love the drama, love the chase. And it makes you question and wonder and sit back and look in your own dating life. How do these people that you're talking to identify love? See, for me, I want peace at home. I'm too busy. I have too many things going on. I do not have fucking time for my home to be in chaos. It doesn't work. That's a figure of speech, your relationship, your situationship, whatever you're in that has expectations and you guys are relatively exclusive. Chaos is so frustrating, stressful, and an energy drainer. But I want you to sit there and think about this, guy. And, you know, ladies, you can do this too with guys that you're talking to. But I know that there's a massive, I don't know if I would say epidemic these days. I feel like this has always kind of existed, but now it's more spotlighted. I have a lot of friends that have been told they're just nice guys. And I know when she says that to you, it seems like a shot, which it is in her mind. But let me tell you why it's not, and it's actually your superpower. See, when she tells you that you're just a nice guy, it's her way of saying she's not into you, whatever. Let it go. By the way, you don't want to be into that, and I'll tell you why right now. more than likely, the way that she identifies love is in this system of chaos, this up and down on the spectrum, super high moments, super low moments, lying, being nice, being manipulative, but not being like this up and down of chaos. And they're identifying love through this because their nervous system is telling them that either from a previous relationship, a relationship that started out in their childhood, somewhere along the way, this is what was told to be the norm and the standard for how they identify love. So their nervous system is engaging with you as a man, and you have your shit together, and you're a nice guy, and you treat her well. If she hits you with a nice guy, her scale in, within her nervous system is so fluctuating. I could argue that you just dodged the biggest bullet of your life. And when she tells you that you're just a nice guy and she doesn't feel anything, there's a part there, physical attraction, that's important and you need to feel something. But when she tells you that, let it go. Don't bother her anymore. Don't talk to her anymore. Let it go. I promise you. The way that she and men identify, there's some guys that are like this, but I feel like it's more women. That love being the stable part in the relationship. So when you as the guy are more stable than her, more secure than her, more comfortable than her, more well off, more successful, all these things, A, it can be intimidating. And B, they also don't know how to act because every guy that they have been with has been toxic, manipulative, cheating. And as much as they don't want those things, they always end up back with them because that's just how they identify love. And you as a man do not want to be involved with somebody like that. You want to have peace in your life. So if you do what we've talked about for the last 4 years, and we're going to wrap this here, and thank you guys again so much for joining, for viewing today. Thank you for subscribing. Please tell your friends about this show. We're going to need an army of you to make this into what it is currently on the other platforms. But if you as a man are going to the gym, you have a good job, you have relatively enough money, you're in therapy, you're emotionally intelligent, you have great friends, you have a great family, then the bonus things, you maybe have some status, you're attractive, you're tall, you're funny. When you start listing out all these things that you are, and I know I've done this and pretty damn recently, and I kind of feel like I have to check in with myself more often than not, just how I am. You realize, like, why would anyone even be, I don't know, what's the word I'm looking for? Deserving of your attention. Think about this. If you have all those things together, maybe not all of them, but maybe a lot of them, and you're sitting there looking at her who, yeah, maybe good to look at, but that shit fades. And then maybe is like fun to be out with, and that's all she brings to the table. Like, I'm over here stacking up chips and you're over here with barely anything. It's just a shift in dating, a shift in mindset. And I want all of you guys to prioritize peace, because peace is your superpower. Being vulnerable is your superpower, and being the nice guy is your superpower. And I can tell you, and I can bet to say, that a lot of you guy best friends, or that you're considered a guy best friend to that girl, the reason that you're the guy best friend is because of the nervous system thing that I just talked about. But also, she just thinks you're a really nice guy. And that is your superpower. Trust me, there's always going to be another girl, another weekend, and another opportunity to meet your forever. And you have to be optimistic in a world which seems like it is impossible to find that needle in the haystack. If I'm optimistic, you have to be too, because we're in this together. Thank you so much for watching this episode or listening to this episode. If you're listening out there, please subscribe to this channel. Also, please subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Apple, wherever. Follow us on Instagram at StandInOnPod. We have merch at spmerch.org. We have our Wimbledon collection up still, WIMB25 for 25% off of your order. Check it out there. Also, our partners are at amferol.com/partners. Deals and discounts there with our fabulous other partners, of course. Oh my God, that was interesting. That was crazy, but I'm super glad that we're doing this. We're getting on track, and there's going to be so many more of these to come in the future. Have a great rest of your week. Stay safe out there, and I will talk to all of you later. Thank you guys so much for watching this episode. If you want to find new episodes, upcoming episodes, shorter clips, anything else we're going to upload, please subscribe to this channel. It's going to take you and an army to get it to what we hope it can be. And again, I will see all of you very soon.